Well, we have some homegrown kind of excitement here. Matter of fact, this is a little bit of a follow-up on a program that we did. Boy, I'm trying to think, Joe Bastian, when was it? Earlier in the spring?
Yeah, it was the March-April time frame when we were doing our Kickstarter.
That's right, you're doing a Kickstarter. Well, let's talk about The Red Dwarf. First of all, Joe, thank you very much for coming back in. Joe is the author of, you are the writer behind The Red Dwarf, or The Nain Rouge, trilogy that's out there. Let's give a little bit of background of who the Nain Rouge is, the Red Dwarf, and how it's unique to Detroit.
Sure. Well, the Nain Rouge, it's French for Red Dwarf, and it's a 300-year-old legend that not a lot of people knew about when I started this in 2008. But he appears as a harbinger of doom just before bad events, and there's actually been real sightings over the past few hundred years. Documented sightings of this creature around the streets of Detroit before snowstorms, before riots, and things like that.
I think it was before the fire of Detroit, was it? Yeah. That's one of the first ones, wasn't it? That was in early 1800s. Forget exactly when, but that the Red Dwarf, that was one of the first sightings of it, I think.
Yes.
Now, was this, it's Nain Rouge, and that's the Red Dwarf in French. We were settled by the French here in Detroit. Did it come over from France, or is it something that grew up natively here?
Well, the concept came over from France. The tradition of the hobgoblin or the mischievous dwarf.
I gotcha.
But when he got over here, I think he got his teeth because he wasn't just mischievous.
It was really deadly here then, huh? So now, how have you approached this historic figure in your books that you've written?
Well, when I first discovered the legend, and if you go out and Google it, there's a lot more out there now, but when I started doing my research, there were just bits and pieces. There were sightings of this creature. Everyone knew that it was a harbinger of doom, but there was no backstory. There was no reason why the Nain Rouge existed and why he was evil and all that. So what I did in my book trilogy, which is it's young adult fiction, so it's the Harry Potter crowd, was to really round out the story, to give a backstory where the Nain Rouge actually meets Cadillac, who founded Detroit, and Cadillac, the Nain Rouge, as it turns out, is the keeper of the straits, which Detroit is the straits.
The straits, that's right.
The narrows between the lakes. So he's kind of the keeper of the land and he's actually a good force. He keeps harmony and balance.
Ah.
And he works with the natives. And so when Cadillac came to settle Detroit, the Nain Rouge appeared at Fort Pontchartrain and said, hey, I'm here to work with you, and I'll help you cultivate the land. Well, Cadillac kicked him out of the fort and said, "You know what? I don't need you. I'll do whatever I want to do. I don't need your permission." So there was a curse, and as he got kicked out of the fort, the Nain Rouge turned around. He cursed Cadillac, and he said, "Take what you steal and steal what you keep. The shepherd must pay for his sins with his sheep." And so fast forward to modern times, there are these two kids that are on a field trip at the DIA. They end up seeing the Nain Rouge.
Oh, my.
And they learn that they're actually descendants from Cadillac's men, and they're the ransom to the curse. So they're the sheep.
Oh, that is fascinating. Now, what you've got here with the Nain Rouge, this is the third one, and it's called The Red Truth, the book I'm holding in my hand. Just came out, right?
It just came out this week.
And what we're going to do, folks, by the way, in a few minutes, is we're going to give away some copies of this book. It's great, fun reading for young adults, nicely illustrated. But this also was on the internet as a, I'm going to say comic, but it's called something else.
What's a graphic novel.
Graphic novel,
that's right. Yeah. Okay. It's been on there as a graphic novel as well, right?
Well, that's what we did to raise the money of the Kickstarter in the spring. We raised almost $20,000 to hire a professional illustrator and bring that first book, the first Nain Rouge, the Red Legend, to life and make it really colorful and visual in this new graphic novel that's coming out in September.
Oh, okay. So that is going to be coming out yet. That hasn't come out yet.
Correct.
And that'll be online, right?
Oh, no. It's online. It'll actually be a physical book.
Oh, that's a physical book. Okay. Now, what is online then? And where is it online?
Well, right now, all the three books are available online as well.
So okay. As graphic novels?
No. As the books.
As the books.
What you've seen, though, you've seen a lot of graphic novel imagery because we developed that early artwork for the Kickstarter.
I see. Okay. Now I got it straight. So those things have been developed into books. As a matter of fact, on our homepage, we have an image of the three books and some of the Nain Rouge in the background to that. And that is going to be, as you were saying, it's on sale right now. Is it on sale only through the web? How can you get hold of it?
You can get it in the bookstores. You can get it online on Amazon, also Barnes & Noble. So you can buy the physical books at the stores, and you can also get it online.
And it's just, you just got the books when? Just yesterday.
My copies just came in this week. So
they will be in bookstores soon, but you folks can get a little bit of a jump on this by going to the website. That is going to be linked to here under the Nain Rouge. If you click on the graphic that's there with the three books, you'll be taken to the title page where it says Nain Rouge, These Stories Must Be Told. And then you can click on the available now, and that will take you right to the bookstore, and you can do some shopping there.
Intriguing stuff. I mean, for someone like myself who does go ghost hunting quite a bit.
Really?
I've done that. Yeah, I've had the guys on the air with us. Remember the Fort Wayne?
You were off, Foster, and we snuck him
yes,
in.
Yes, snuck him in.
Pretty
interesting stuff. I'm going to have to read all three books now.
And this would fit in with the kind of things that you do.
Yeah,
we're looking for
this stuff. I've went on Bigfoot expeditions as a young adult.
Oh, I love it.
I've done all that stuff, so it looks really interesting. And we're going to give away some of these copies.
Let's do this right now. Crystal, who's our caller, what we're going to do is we're going to take caller number 6, 7, and 8 to 1-800-859-0957. 800-859-0957. Callers number 6, 7, and 8. You will get an autographed copy of the Nain Rouge number 3. Back in just a moment to talk a little bit more with Joe on the Internet Advisor. Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. Shane.
Yes.
Who are the folks who have won?
Who won the Nain Rouge 3. That's the third book in the trilogy. The Red Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy, Ed, and Michelle, congratulations.
Thank you. We certainly hope that you folks all enjoy this. And
we'll mail them out to them.
Yeah, we'll mail it out to you. And Crystal, Crystal Price, who is our screener today, will get that information and get it to you. We're going to be giving away more.
And if you don't get in on this giveaway, it's always available online.
Yes, exactly. So. And as a matter of fact, if you go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, click on the Nain Rouge, the image of the Nain Rouge, or on the image of the books there, and it'll be taking you either way to that website where you can get that. Joe Bastian, who is the author of this, is here with us. Joe, you were telling us during the break that you have developed, with this Nain Rouge, you're developing kind of a new genre of literature?
Yeah, it's a new genre of literature we call crypto folk.
Crypto folk.
Yes.
Huh. What does that mean?
It means hidden stories. And the concept is that there's so many really cool and interesting stories that are tied to specific regions around the country and around the world. And we're starting here in Detroit with the story of the Nain Rouge. And our vision is that we'll take this crypto folk story, this hidden story, mm-hmm. and to bring it to light not only to the people in the region that haven't heard of it, but all around the world. And to do that through both traditional and non-traditional means. So starting with the book, traditional book. So we got the book trilogy. Now the book trilogy is complete this week, which is very exciting. But then the graphic novel, which now we're visualizing literature. So we're making it more visually rich, which we know as the more we move into technology, the more people are thinking and learning visually.
Now, what form will the graphic novel come out in? Just to be careful and clear on that.
It will be a physical graphic novel.
Okay,
so good. Like a physical
like a comic book.
Comic book.
Okay.
But it will also be online. It will be an interactive.
Ah, excellent. So it will be a graphic.
Well.
Okay, online as well. That's going to be in September, right?
That's in September.
I understand you're also taking another step, though, to take this book into another medium.
Yeah, and the next step is to film. And so we actually have a short film lined up, and we'll be starting to shoot before the end of summer.
Wow.
And then move into a feature film. So the short film is actually a prequel to the first book.
I love it. So, and I understand somebody rather well-known, maybe to our listeners from movies, is going to be starring as the Red... is going to be your prototype for the...
for the Red Dwarf. Yes. Well, Martin Kleba, people know him. He's been in a lot of different things, but people know him from Pirates of the Caribbean. He's the little person who's on the crew with the captain, with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And great guy, too.
He is.
Met him.
He's a Detroiter, yeah. I understand, right?
He's from Troy, originally from Troy.
I love it. So he is really, he's excited about this because it's a local project, too.
Yeah, and he's been involved since the Kickstarter because he's actually the model that we used for the graphic novel.
I love
it. So all those, the preliminary artwork that you saw, Martin was the model for that, and he helped us with, on our website, the Kickstarter video is there. He's in the Kickstarter video. He's talking about, playing the Nain Rouge and how he's excited about that.
So. Is this going to be a short film leading up to a larger feature film?
That's our goal. So the short film, we'll probably premiere it. It's going to be put into all the festivals next year.
Teaser.
Yeah, it's like a teaser, but it's a film unto itself.
How long will it be, do you think?
Probably about 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, why not? I mean, we deserve it. I mean, I think this legend is older than the Mothman. It's probably as old as the Jersey Devil. I mean, it deserves its own story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's fascinating. Had anybody ever taken a crack at uncovering this before? Because it's been around a long time.
It's been mentioned in some older text, but it was just like a one-pager.
Yeah, yeah.
Really a description of this is the Nain Rouge, and he's a harbinger of doom, and he haunts the streets of Detroit, and then sightings. And that was it. That was it until we got involved.
So next time you guys next time you guys are walleye fishing down the Detroit River, look for him on the shoreline dancing away. You never know. Might see him.
Well, you had the spring, as a matter of fact, this march that went after the show we did with you. I think there was a march that went down Cass Corridor, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To the Masonic Temple?
Yep. And now they do that every year. It's the sixth year.
Oh, wow.
And it started as just a Midtown thing. And I got involved with them, and they're a separate group, but it's very collaborative.
Yeah.
So,
I'm curious: are there any other kind of folk stories like that one that surround Detroit in this area?
I know there are, and I will tell you, actually, on our new website, we're soliciting these stories, these regional legends, because there's so many
great ones.
There's so many that I don't even know.
Was an author, my grandson, who's like 10 years old, read a book about, was it Michigan Mysteries? There was a series of books, I think, that came out. I'm forgetting the name of the author, but I would see them in small book racks in towns out in the tourist towns in Michigan. And it was like Great Mysteries of Michigan or something like that. So there are people.
There are quite a few of them.
There are.
So what's that Wayne State that you have been looking into?
Well, no, the Wayne State is just...
Fort Wayne.
Well, I mean, we all know it's got some paranormal activity in Fort Wayne. I mean,
We all know.
I've been in the depths of the catacombs there, and there's some activity there. But there's all kinds of legends
Hold it. What kind of activity?
Well, you'll have to... You know what? I'll show you later, but there is some great stuff going on.
No kidding.
I mean, even in Sterling Heights, where I live, there's a legend of a girl on the side of a road. Everywhere has.
Yeah.
And this is a pretty known one in the area, right off of Shaner. They're all over the place. So.
Are these kind of archetypal ones, in other words, that appear, they're kind of a template that appears in different places? Like the Nain Rouge, I would imagine, would have other manifestations in other countries, perhaps, other places?
I would think so. And I know, like I said, coming over from France, there was the tradition of the mischievous hobgoblin, and that played tricks on people.
I'm trying to think. There was a show I watched just recently. Had one in England. There's a guy who carried a sack over his shoulder and was supposedly picking up the naughty boys and girls. And
Santa Claus?
You're thinking of the anti-Santa Claus.
There's the Krampus.
Krampus. Yeah,
in Philadelphia, they have a festival, and supposedly it's an old German and Norwegian legend
where
there's Santa's counterpart, which is the devil, or they'll call him Black Peter, and he's the one that goes with Santa, and Santa gives out the good gifts, and then he'll unleash Black Peter or the Krampus to take the bad children away.
Oh, my.
teaches him a lesson.
You better be nice, has some teeth to it.
Yes.
It's not just a pretty little song.
Actually, Family Guy explained that once, one show. They did it, yeah. Pretty interesting.
Joe, this is exciting to hear this. And now, what's your participation going to be? Are you going to write a screenplay as well for the film?
No, I won't. I'm the creator.
Okay.
So I get final say. But, here's the thing. Is this is really a collaboration. So we're bringing other artists, other talented people be able to practice their craft. So this isn't about me maintaining control. As a writer, I created the story. Mm-hmm. Finishing the trilogy was... That's my baby. That's the last creative act. And then it's just really watching this grow and becoming a part of a group now as opposed to doing this alone.
What I like about this collective kind of sense of what's going on here, guys, is you were mentioning before, I think, during the break, that the production company, which I believe you said was Exodus Pictures, is that out of Detroit?
They're one of them. There's someone that we've been talking to, and they're right out of Detroit. There's a lot of film activity going on in this region that people aren't even aware of. I mean, you'll hear about the Batman, Superman being filmed and Transformers being done here, but there's a lot of people that are really building sort of almost an underground industry right now.
I love it. I love it. Like indie films. Yeah. Really, indie films are coming up. And there's a big film studio out in Pontiac, too.
Yep,
a huge soundstage that's out there right across in Total Soccer. And Joe Bastian, thank you again so much for being with us.
Thank you.